Predstavi teu.
Dobar dan, ime mi je Daniela, sem Erasmus študentka. Oprostite, moje slovensko ni dobro, bom govorila anglesko. Okay, hi. I'm an Erasmus student. I am Daniela and I come from Italy. And I am here since the end of January and I will stay here till the 4th of June. So I will take a full semester here in Slovenia. I am 24 years old and I study at the Filozofska Fakulteta here.
Studentska izmenjava.
Okay, I decided because I really like staying in touch with other cultures and other languages. Moreover, I needed to learn a lot of languages for my job because I'm studying art in Italy and I will be a touristic guide. So I really need other languages and I really need to learn how to deal with other people, with strangers, for example. And also because I think it's a great opportunity to have Erasmus that I will never repeat in my life because after the university, it won't be so easy to live outside. Here we have the student house, here we have the university people that is helping us, so it was just because I wanted to do an experience outside of Italy, and this is the best, I think.
Slovenia in Ljubljana.
I have two reasons for Slovenia and Ljubljana. The first is that I really like Slavic languages and I wanted to go to a Slavic country. Before I was thinking about Poland, but I was in Poland for 1 month this summer, so I chose another country that is that I have never seen, even if we have the same borderline. And the second reason for which I chose Slovenia is that I think it's very important for us as Italian to know a country that has been part of our culture, and we are so close, we are neighbors, but actually no one knows anything about Slovenia in Italy. For example, when I said that I had to go to Ljubljana, everyone was staring at me. I said, why? What is Ljubljana? It's the capital of Slovenia. Where is Slovenia? And this is really, really terrible, I think. But of course, I really like Slovenia. Everyone said to me that it was a really beautiful country, and so I decided. Very good. It's a very beautiful city. The weather is not so beautiful, but now luckily is going better and better. I find that Ljubljana has a lot of qualities, and one is that it's so easy, calm town, but if you want to have fun, you can also have fun. And if you want to learn something about culture, about art, you can do it. You can do everything you want here in Ljubljana. It's a capital of the European Union, so it has really a lot of choices for spending your time. And people is very, very nice and very kind, and so I like it. I feel very, very well here.
Studentsko življenje.
In Italy we have students party, we have this pub that are making Erasmus parties, and also here we have Parliament pub, you know, every Monday we have a party in Parliament, and there are a lot of excursions that are organized by the show. In Italy we are not so well organized for student life. You just go there, you have your Erasmus and you have to do everything by yourself, but here we have the show and it's very well organized, and I haven't yet taken some trip as Kraniska Gora or things like that, but maybe I will go to Belgrade at the end of March, and I think it's a very good thing that we have this office that is introducing us in student life. I find that is really, really funny, and everyone is polite. Oh, I have to take three exams, and I am at Filozofska Fakulteta, so as you know, probably there are no English courses there. So I went to the professors and we made agreements so that I will have to write seminars in English language without attending the lessons. But if I want, I can also attend the lessons, and I will do it because I want to learn Slovene language, but it's really, really, really hard language. The teachers are very, very kind, and I had really a lot of luck because three of the four teachers that I contacted speaks also Italian, so I'm doing seminars also in Italian, and it's great. Scholarship in Italy and housing and things like that are not so good. We have really good teachers but bad organization, so this is the problem in Italy. Here it's I haven't yet done an exam, so I cannot speak about the exams here, but the teachers, as I said before, are very polite, and they try to make us the things easier. And for what concerns the organization, here is very well organized. We have such beautiful houses. I stay in the dormitory in Rožna Dolina, and I feel very, very good there. It's clean, it's organized, and the people, most of them are Slovene in my dormitory, are really nice people. And then we have here everything. We have gymnasium, we have a swimming pool next to here, we have Mensa. I think that Rožna Dolina is a very beautiful place in which we can live.
Bolonski process.
Bologna, okay. I know they are introducing Bologna here in Slovenia, or maybe they just introduced it the last year. In Italy we have Bologna since 2000, and it is really, it should work, because with the system of the credits it should be the same for the European countries, so it would be easier to do Erasmus and exchanges, but is not so. Because, for example, in Italy, every university is adopting a different kind of system with the credits. So it's, with Bologna, it's also difficult to move from a university to another in the same country. And so in Erasmus is not so so easy to do with this system. Because, for example, I will do exams here, but maybe when I will come back to Italy, I will have to do it again, because they say the program is not the same. I cannot understand this, because if I wanted to do the same program, I wouldn't have taken an Erasmus. But this is. And another problem of Bologna is that is 3 years and then 2 years. And it was to introduce people in the work, in the jobs before. Instead of 4 years, you have just three. But the problem is that when you take the first level degree, you won't be able to work, because it's not so high quality degree. So everyone is requesting for giving you a job, a second level degree. So in the end, the result is that you will work later than before. And so I don't agree with this system, but we have.
Slovenia.
Slovenia is beautiful.
Ljubljana.
Also beautiful.
Bologna.
Unuseful.
Erasmus.
Funny.
Erasmus.
Crazy.
And study?
Interesting.
Dietro ogni sorriso c'è sempre quel dolore. Una fiamma accanto brucia.
Okay, I think you wanted to say something more, no?
Oh, yes. I have to say to the speaker of this radio that her job is the most beautiful job in the world. And then I have to say hello to all my friends here in Rožná Dolina, that I call Rožná Dolina Družina, Rožná Dolina Family. So hi Rožná Dolina Družina, and a big kiss to everyone.
Hvala lepa.
Hvala.
Se vidimo.
Se vidimo.
C'è come dire no, cosa diventò questo stringersi le mani ci avvicina, ma intanto passa una notte senza ridere, ma intanto passa una notte e si scrivono parole dentro te, ho perso l'anima dentro te, io mi ritrovo ogni volta. Si scrivono poi.